Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Hope everyone had a very, very nice weekend. I was very busy. I was running around, and I need to break it down for you real quick. And I will say this. I spent all day in Orlando on Saturday. All day. It started about 7 o'clock in the morning, and it went to about 7 o'clock at night. And when you hear people say this all the time here in Brevard County, I really, for the first time in about 11 years, I really understood their comment. What's great about living in this area is if you need to go to Orlando or like a Tampa, you can get in the car and you're there in what? Orlando in an hour, Tampa 2 hours. Get it all out of your system, then come back here to Brevard, and then you can kind of just chill out and relax. And I say that because when you're driving around Orlando, it is nonstop with traffic. And there's so many people driving around. And they really didn't construct the highways, streets, just everything. I don't feel like they understood the future of how many people are going to live there after a while. Then after, you know, after about 5 p.m., 6 p.m., I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. I got to get back to Melbourne where I can kind of just relax a little. Not, you know, Monday afternoon on Wickham Road relax. No, I'm talking actual relax. Where no one's on the road, I can just park for free. This is great. Can't stress this enough. What's the joke they say about Orlando where even if you live in Orlando, you're an hour away from everything in Orlando? Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. So here's what I did. I got up where Saturday morning I had to host that event. They're at the City Promenade by Disney World. It's like about a mile from actual Disney World. And yes, when you're driving that early in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday and no one's on the road by Disney World, it's very weird. It's like you're in that movie Zombieland with Woody Harrelson where the world has come to an end and no one's walking around. It's kind of refreshing, kind of nice. I had to be there. Like, I had to start talking as the MC of that Crohn's event I went to. I had to start talking at 9:40. So they wanted me there at about 8:40, an hour beforehand. So as usual, and I knew this was going to happen. I called my shot like Babe Ruth. I knew that I was going to get up in the middle of the night and then I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. And that's exactly what happened. I got up at 4:45 in the morning and I was exhausted. But I said, if I go back to sleep, then I'm going to oversleep and miss the event that I need to MC. So I was up at 4:45, just sitting around, Then I finally took a shower, got in the car, and I started driving. And I got there at 8:45. I did. Did the event. It was great. Appreciate everyone who stopped by, raised money for the event. It was a lot of fun. They raised, for this charity walk event, $116,000. So I want to get up to my friends who are the organizers, the Lane and Laura show. They are awesome. Congratulations, guys. And I will do the next event here locally in Brevard. I usually do it in December where I get up early, championship Saturday in college football. I get up, park downtown Melbourne. I get out of my car. I walk over the beach. I go all the way to the ocean. I take a photo. I turn around and I walk all the way back to downtown Melbourne. It's about 4.5 miles and I raise money for the foundation as well. Do I raise $116,000? No. I'd like to get there one day, but no, I didn't do that yet. I didn't. So it was a great event. So I finished around 11:15. I said, okay, I'm by Disney World. I need to get downtown Orlando to the Kia Center. I need to do this. So I got in the car and it was something like, okay, I'm not taking 4. No way. Where you kind of go that northeast towards downtown. Oh no, no, that'll be a disaster. So I found some type of, on my map, on my phone, it's something like a 495 north-south highway. I took that. Just think about this. Being by Disney World, and I took kind of an off-highway, not the main one, took me 45 minutes from Disney to get to downtown Orlando. What? I did that. Not a lot of traffic either. Then I'm getting downtown, and it was really busy. And I'm like, what's happening here? So I'm listening to the radio. That's right. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, there's the Puerto Rican Day Festival going on in downtown Orlando. What? That was going on the same time as the Magic game was about to begin. And you know what? I bet you the festival owners thought, well, the Magic don't play playoff games. They're always, you know, they're done by, you know, mid-April. So there won't be any problems. Yeah, we're good to go. Yeah, we had problems. So I'm trying to drive around. You can't. Hey, I need to go on that street. Sorry, it's blocked off. How about this street? Blocked off. So I at least found a spot, a parking garage. $10, not bad. I just parked that car. It was one of those, honk, honk, get the hell out of my way. Parked the car, and I went right to the Kia Center. And I'm going to say this right now. That place was rocking and rolling. It was loud. How loud was it? I'm in the press box. I couldn't hear the guy next to me during times of that game. That is, without a shadow of a doubt, the loudest I've ever heard in Orlando Magic home game. And there's kind of that angry energy where they want to see a win. And they want to see the Magic kick the crap out of the Cavaliers. And in that third quarter, they did. It was 60-51 at halftime. Cavaliers had a 9-point lead. And I'm thinking, all right, now we got a ball game. It's going to be four quarters. I don't know if the Magic can win this game, but we're going to find out. Thursday, they killed him by like 30. This one, I thought, all right, we're going to have a ball game. Again, 60-51, Cavaliers with the lead. And then all of a sudden, the wildest thing happened. The Magic could not miss in the third quarter. You talk about halftime adjustments. 60-51, and then the Magic went on a run. They outscored the Cleveland Cavaliers in that third quarter at home in front of that home crowd, 37-10, and the game was over. Franz Wagner played like a superstar. He outscored the Cavaliers, a playoff team, by himself, 12 points to 10 points. That was incredible. And Wendell Carter Jr. is hitting threes, and Jonathan Isaac, and Markelle Fultz. Everyone is scoring except their best player in Paolo Banchero. He only scored 9 points. And that just shows you how this team is clicking at the right time, and it's the next man up. Franz had 34 after Paolo had 30-plus in Game 3. That was incredible to watch. I thought we were going to get four quarters. It appears Cleveland did not get the memo because they did not show up in that second half. I don't think Donovan Mitchell scored in the second half. He had 18 in the first half, a zero, nothing. Garland, nothing. That was awesome. Series tied, 2 games apiece. Home team has won every single game so far. It's now a best of three. Going back to Cleveland, that game is going to be Tuesday night national TV. And then we are getting a game 6. No matter what happens in game 5, this Friday night, there is a party going on in downtown Orlando. Magic Cavaliers, game 6 will happen. Now, is it for do or die? Is it for to clinch the series? Ho-ho! That's going to be fun. Can't wait. That was awesome. For all the games I've gone to over the last 11 seasons, that's number one on the list. Until the next one. Oh, that's the first time I have seen them win a playoff game. 11 seasons deep. Last time they won a playoff game at home when they won that game 3 on, Thursday night? 2011. Man, you're going to have your bar mitzvah after a while. That is wild. Wild. Then I left there. Then I went to the shopping area. I got a haircut. I was looking at different stores and just like, I went to the biggest Super Target I've ever seen in my life. Then I said, I got to get back to Melbourne. And I did. Then I went into a coma for about, 20 straight hours after that. Because work, then all of Saturday, the NFL draft's in there. Oh, it was fun. Exhausting. But we're here today to have some fun. I didn't expect the Magic to keep going. They're going. So here's what we're going to do. This guy's flying to Cleveland for the game tomorrow night. He'll join me next. We are jam-packed in hour number one. His name is Philip Rosenreich. I saw him at the game Saturday, Orlando Magic Daily. How did the Magic get it done in game 4? What about game 5? We'll break it down. Then at about 3:35, Draft Countdown's going to join us. We'll put a final bow on the 24 NFL Draft. Keep it locked in. This is the Mark Moses Show, and you're on The Fan.